Hi, cool parents listeners. This is Job Tong Cody speaking. Curtis got down with a sickness and couldn't record this week, like a fucking baby. So, here's a best Goofs Clips episode to keep you fluffed up and living on a prayer till next week. So hang in there, Kong Hong ponies. Once again, my name is Dog Tag Tony, also known as Bon Bon Phony, also known as Jonathan. Please enjoy the episode. Fart fuck dick spit shit ass lip donkly among so a sheets Jeff Juk Jeff no lid RBN ebn. Please.
This is from John Thompson. One star. Alabama Mud Park.
That's in the mud park. Oh, man.
I want to go, but I do not have any mud tires. If I just had some mud tires, I'd be bad to the bone. I'm looking for 35 or 15 or 38.
What? Of what? Tires?
And then the owner said, this is a mud park owner, so it's going to be the same voice.
Right.
So that's how I was. I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. You have never been to my park, yet you give me a one-star rating because you think you don't have what you need to come here? Mud tires are not required at my park. We have several trails that are not muddy.
Yeah.
You know, give me, you can come down here.
Like, it's so fucking funny to me. Just the idea of somebody leaving a review for a place
they haven't been to.
They haven't been to based on their own shortcoming.
Right. Right. I just can't afford that mud right. tire. Any tire is a mud tire if you're, you know, doing it's it like, right.
Here's a one-star review for, you know, a swimming pool, but I don't have any arms.
Look, I'm looking for 35 or 15 or 38. I won't take anything else. 37, forget it.
What? Are those sizes of tire?
Oh, I'd be bad to the bone if I just had a nice 35 or 15, maybe even a 38.
Give me a good 15, mister. Let's see right. what I can do with it.
That's right.
I could turn a 35 into a 15 or even a 38, give me enough time and a good bull whip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Whey protein.
Yeah.
Why are those bottles so fucking big? Those bottles are fucking big.
What bottles?
Bottles of whey protein. 100% pure whey protein.
Oh, just those big,
$400.
Like,
big tub of it.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's a powder. So. You mix it in your shake or whatever.
Yeah. You can never have too much.
They're like, they're as big as your head. Like, no, I'm not even exaggerating. They're as big as a human head. And I don't...
I'd say they're bigger than that.
I get bulk packaging and stuff like that. I get that. But this is the kind of thing where if you're scooping that shit into your smoothie or whatever,
yeah,
you're putting a couple of heaping spoonfuls, 5-6 heaping spoonfuls in there.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of it, it's like, you know, they can consolidate and like concentrate pretty much any chemical to a point where you can take a single pill that would like explode your heart or something like that. But they can't condense whey protein to make it into something that doesn't come in a fucking jar the size of your stupid head. I feel like it's just to appease the big muscle boys who are just like, I don't buy nothing that small.
Right. They want their bicep to be as big as that hole in the...
Right.
You know?
Right. Is that what it is?
Top. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's to fit a big bicep big in there.
Yeah. If you can fit your bicep in that jug of whey protein, then you know you've made it as a professional weightlifter.
Yeah, and you know you're at your peak when you get it stuck on your arm, won't come off.
Right. Because right.
you flex
and it breaks.
It just breaks. Yeah. Your pythons are just that big. You
That's
know?
Definitely the best way to flex. If you flex and something doesn't break,
yeah,
you're kind of a bitch.
Right.
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 Three dead, hundreds injured after storms rouse scorpions in Egypt.
What?
Yeah, there were.
That was no storm.
That's what I'm saying. I think the mummy might have gotten the jewel.
Oh, no. The scorpion king is.
It's the scorpion king, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be vicious rain and dust storms and snow in the southern city of Aswan drove scorpions and snakes
what?
Out of the ground. Killed 3 people, injured 450.
Oh my God. Snakes and scorpions?
Yes. Isn't that so like apocalyptic? It's straight out of the fucking Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's terrible.
Just imagine you go outside one day and there's just snakes and scorpions all over the place.
No, I don't want to imagine.
I go back inside. I never leave. Scorpions are fucking scary. They're imposing because they're like dark and they've got sharp, you know, edges.
Yeah.
And they look like they're mad, like they're pissed. Yeah. Their tail, which is on most things, it's just there to make you balance better.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are just like, no, we're going to weaponize it.
Yeah.
Evolution, no.
They can sting you and they can poison you.
No, we're going to need a bigger stinger.
Whatever they want.
And I'm going to put some, yeah, put some poison in there too, evolution. All right?
Yeah.
That's not enough for me. These pinchers, these fucking blade hands I've got, not enough for me. I need to be more lethal.
Yeah.
They've been sitting in wait. Look, and Scorpion King is coming. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is, look, I got a little math problem for you. All right. Mm-hmm. Crab.
Crab.
Plus.
Yeah.
Hornet.
Yeah.
Equals scorpion.
Holy shit.
Don't know.
What I was just thinking about, what caused pause for me,
yeah,
was the idea of a flying scorpion.
Yeah.
And not just a flying scorpion. It flies like a hornet. So it's got the really fast wings. It's not like it's gliding like a fucking flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Then they're
real
gonna,
fast, and they can hover. Oh my God, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, then they're going to evolve, and they're going to be able to live in the snow, and then they're going to turn white, so they blend in with the snow, and they just fucking snatch your ass up.
They're going to take over. A great white shark will be killed by a scorpion one day. Who cares?
I don't care. I don't need internet. I don't need Instagram friends. Yeah.
I'm not defined by what society hearts.
No.
Right? I'm not defined by an emoji.
Right.
I'm a part of your system. All right?
Yeah.
So I don't have the newest iPhone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what?
Who cares?
A person. I live here on planet Earth. It's like you in the moment.
Hey.
My head's not in the phone all the time. My head's not on a screen all the time. I kayak.
Yeah.
I kayak.
I do too.
I do.
Yeah.
So. I'm all about tiny house living and van life. All right?
Look, I wake up every morning. I put my pants on one leg at a time. You know what I do?
Yeah.
I go out there.
Yeah.
I do the work.
Right.
And I do.
Right.
I do.
I do.
I do not do not do.
And I'm not thinking about how many followers it's going to get me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about putting food on the fucking table.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So that I know how to survive when the government takes our guns.
Yeah. Good morning. Jar Jar smirked. You so thirsty?
Miss him?
No, I can say that sexier. Good morning. Jar Jar smirked. You so thirsty. You pushed him back onto the bed and latched your mouth onto his left nipple.
Hey, Mr. So Thirsty, please give me milk.
He grabbed a handful of your hair and yanked as you sucked on his hypersensitive nipple.
Oh.
Jar Jar let out a sharp gasp as you gave his other nipple a squeeze with your hand.
I did?
Letting it harden nicely before rolling it between your fingers.
Wow. How nice.
Jar Jar whimpered so sweetly above you, and you could feel his chest start to heave underneath you.
I just want to know what's going on, what he's working. What's he got for a Jar Jar dink?
Please, please.
Please?
Touch me, sir. He whined out. And honestly, how could you say no?
No, sir?
You reached your hand down and slowly started palming his cock.
Palming it?
Yeah.
Like a basketball?
Jar Jar panted. More. Misa need more.
Okay.
Jar Jar begged.
I think it means he's got to kiss the moose, right?
I think so, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Bugaboo Creek?
Yeah.
We got Bugaboo Creek Steakhouse. They had a big talking moose head on the wall. And if it was your birthday, you got to go suck that moose's dick. You got to kiss it on the lips. That's what it was.
You kiss the moose head. You don't give the moose head.
Right. Okay. That's where I misunderstood.
Yeah.
That's what got me kicked out.
Well,
on my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. You can't kick me out.
They may have kicked you out, but I remember they gave you a bloomin' onion on the way out. Put it in a box.
We'll give that moose a bloomin' onion.
Yeah.
So this next one, there's a band called Godsmack.
Yeah.
And that sounds pretty satanic frontwards.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, in the imagery, the snakes, fire, fucking tribal tats, dude. Yeah. Eight balls.
You
know, dragon.
Yeah. Cards.
Yeah. Deck of cards.
Fucking dice.
Yeah. Lucky number 13.
Vegas. Fucking Reno.
You might expect Godsmack to have satanic messages, right?
Because
their whole name, the name of the band is Godsmack. Like, that's what Satan does. He smacks God around.
Yeah.
Who knows where they stand, but maybe we can find out. So there's this song.
I got it's look at me more cowboy nurse naked Savannah. I see a walrus.
He's saying I see Ann Walrus.
Well, it's funny because
yeah,
and
definitely satanic. We can
wait, wait. Yeah. I'm gonna prove satanic.
Okay,
right now. So I was gonna say before I even heard this line. That in reverse, Godsmack is just Rob Zombie.
It's so true. And I was thinking that earlier.
And then I heard the lyrics.
When I downloaded this, the first thing I thought when I reversed it was, this just sounds like Rob Zombie.
Yeah, it does.
It fucking does. It's amazing.
And then I was going to say with those lyrics too, look at me.
Yeah.
What was the one? I see a walrus. Look at me now.
Yeah.
Cowboy nurse. Naked Savannah. Naked Savannah.
That's totally, that fits right in.
That's Rob Zombie lyrics.
Rob Zombie, for sure. Wow.
Yeah.
It really is. So now, next time we do this, we gotta reverse some Rob Zombie, see if it sounds like Godsmack.
Oh, it will. He's high as fuck in that picture. Look at those. He's on LSD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nickname is Ghost and God.
I like just Ghost God.
Ghost God.
Yeah, my all buddy, right. Ghost God.
Activities. Outside of school, I play Halo, and I love to
of course you do.
And I love to stargaze with my girlfriend, Christina. And take long walks, talking of the future.
Talk of the future.
Memories outside of school. My best memory was the day my girlfriend said, I love you back. She means everything to me.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Future plans. I plan to marry Christina. We'll leave the last name out. And live happily with her always. Quote, I am the best at Halo. That's why they call me God.
I think this is my favorite one ever.
Is there more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is.
I would like to thank my girlfriend, Christina, for pushing me when a push was needed.
Oh, God.
She pushed him to get off LSD.
It stopped playing Halo. Or
got maybe, him a haircut.
We can assume that he's still with her.
Yeah, they're married.
Christina, they got kids.
I think they lived happily ever after.
He's still playing Halo. He's playing Halo professionally now. Everybody knows this type of guy.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily even a guy. It could be a woman. It could be a child. It sure. Could be a grasshopper.
Person, but usually a guy.
Usually it's a guy.
Okay. In your experience.
Yes.
The human experience.
Right. No, mine's human. Right. Mine is human. This is a guy. He's got a pocket knife. Do you have a pocket knife, guy?
Yeah.
Like, always has a pocket knife.
Yeah.
And uses it for shit that doesn't require it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He could eat an apple with his mouth.
Yeah.
He could just bite it.
But he cuts the skin off with his pocket knife.
Yeah. He cuts pieces of it off, sandwiched between his thumb meat and his knife, and brings that to his mouth. Uses it like a half of a tong.
A spoon.
A spoon.
Yeah. I know that guy. I like those guys sometimes, though.
Sometimes they're scary.
Yeah, they can be.
They can be. Sometimes they're just, like, prepared.
Yeah. Right? Sometimes it does come in handy.
Yeah, once in a while. You never know.
Not often.
You never know when you're going to need to skin a buck in the middle of the street.
That's right.
That's 10-point buck.
Now, do you want to be Wayne or do you want to be...
I'll be Birdman.
Okay. So we're gonna do, like, a 3-2-1?
Yeah. 3-2-1... Okay. Pyong on the Yamaha, chromed out 1100. What I'm doing?
Getting money.
Getting money.
What are we doing?
Getting money. What they do?
What they doing?
Huh?
Hating on us.
But they never cross. Cash money, still the company. And
bitch,
I'm the boss.
And I... and I'd be stunting like my daddy.
Stunting like my daddy.
Stunting like my daddy.
I'd be stunting like my daddy.
I'm the young stunner.
Stunting like my daddy.
Stunting like my daddy.
I'd be stunting like my daddy.
All right. Okay. Some famous father and son group, Lil Wayne and Birdman.
Here's the problem about football this year. It happens to be the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then you know what that means? I'm up
nachos.
All night. I'm up all night partying with the boys, eating nachos, eating fucking hot beef, and, you know, fucking smooching my best friend.
Yeah, just railing lines of Ritalin.
Yeah, snorting Ritalin down in Brewskies. We were going to play a couple games of cornhole, maybe.
Now, your cornhole board, does it have
It's a vagina.
It's a vagine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just the American way. It's the American pastime. So basically, I hate my wife.
Yeah.
And because I'm partying with the boys tonight.
No Valentine's Day. No mask.
Valentine's Day is canceled.
Right.
I can't be bothered. You know, I know she likes it. No, I don't give a fuck. I hate my wife. But she hates me back.
Yeah.
So no Valentine's Day because the boys come first.
First come, first
serve. And you know what else? I'm going to be shitting my brains out all day that day. Sorry, my wife. Valentine's Day canceled. I'm going to be doing big brown mess in the bathroom all day. Brown and red.
I'm going to have a headache till 8, 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's a good day. That sounds like a good day.
Looking for threesomes with the person they're in a relationship, but not looking for hookups.
Right.
It's got to be, I want to be in a serious relationship with you.
They want a third.
And then we introduce you to Bay.
Bay, right. Everyone is Bay in this scenario. All Bays.
We want three Bays.
Three Bays, yeah.
Okay. That's what a three-bay garage is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Three Bays that live together.
There's three Bays, right? Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Garage Bay.
And eBay.
And eBay. Those are the three Bays. It's lube. Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't expire.
Never expires. It's lube.
You can drink it whenever. The finger's pointed blank straight at you.
What? That doesn't... What does that mean?
Point blank.
Oh, pointed blank. Oh, okay. It's a finger gun. I was thinking it was a middle finger fucking flipping the bird. Yeah.
Yeah, when you cock it back, you pull it up. Cock it back. You got to have the thumb out, too.
If you want to go full Kid Rock
with it.
Right. If you get a couple of your fingers just up a little bit.
Yeah. Just
not fully clasped.
Look like, the best way to give the middle finger is to make it look like a witch's claw.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I do in traffic.
It's like Eminem
and
Kid Rock. This is how they do it. And you can't point it up.
You gotta. It's best if you have like six rings on too.
Oh yeah,
only two fingers though.
Right, right.
That's all.
I want to talk about urinals. Where do we stand on them? Everybody's been asking. They've been posting online.
You don't stand on them. That's where you're going wrong. Problem solved.
Right, you sit on them.
No.
What?
No, not for
how you shit.
Not for shits.
It's not for shit.
No, you don't do that. Except, you know, there's always that kid in high school or middle school who's just like, I'm going to take a shit in the urinal.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks he's the man for one day.
Right.
And then for the rest of his life, he's the kid who's shit in the urinal.
Right.
Hey, you don't want to be that kid.
No.
For one day of glory? Is it worth it?
It's tough.
For infamy? I wouldn't do it. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be infamous for something good.
I want to be infamous for my pee stream, for my actual piss, when I piss in the urinal.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be remembered for. What do you think about a urinal?
I don't like them. There's always one, like, curly pube on it, at least one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't like when people come up next to you. I don't like it.
Right.
Give me a stall. Give me a little privacy. I go in the stall. I go in the fucking handicap stall. I do. It's big in there. I got plenty of room to stretch out.
Spread out. Yeah.
I go in there. I do fucking lunges.
I want to shoot squats, a big arc.
No push-ups. I'm not touching that floor.
I want to arc my piss.
Yeah.
Into the turlet.
Yeah.
You know?
I see how many steps back I can take before I start missing.
Right. Hey, how come some motherfuckers say alls?
Look, alls I'm saying.
Alls I'm trying to say.
I don't know.
Alls you got to do. The first time I heard that, and the only thing I think of whenever I hear that, is fucking Rugrats, Tommy Pickles and shit.
Does he do that?
He's a baby. Yeah, he's a baby. He's a fucking baby. He can't even talk. That's why they made him say bullshit words that don't exist.
Yeah.
So if you're grown, you shouldn't be saying alls.
Yeah.
You know? Somebody I work with says it, and every time I think, like, you just sound like a big baby.
Why don't you tell him?
I'm scared. He's not actually a baby, even though he speaks like a baby.
You say, sir, it's all. There's no S.
Where'd that S come from? Who put that there?
No plural of all.
No.
Simply all.
All.
Simply do. I'm ready to do some fucking MMA.
I'm going
to
do some MDMA pretty quick. And then I'm going to do some MMA.
Put you in an arm bar. I'm going to put you in a knee bar. I'm going to put you in a brain bar.
That's oddly relevant. You don't even know what the topics of today's episode are.
Oh, no?
Well, you know some of it, but not the one.
I know one of it.
Just one of it. But we got some good shit on the docket, bro.
Oh, yeah?
You shitting me? You're going to walk out of here with a six pack. No question.
Of what? And,
just a six pack of on your
oh,
belly.
Oh, abs.
On
abs.
Your belly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
And a cauliflower ear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I already got two of those, so. I've been in some tussles.
I know you're a fighter.
I roll around on the mat, you know.
On the map?
On the mat, yeah. I roll down there.
Mm-hmm. Is that your new style? Is that your fight style?
Yeah, we're
meatball style.
Yeah.
I fight meatball style.
I fight the way of the meatball.
Meatball! I do not care for the Kentucky Derby. Let horses be horses, all right? Horses aren't cars. They're not cars. They're horses. They have foot instead of wheel and heart instead of engine. Butthole instead of an exhaust pipe. The horse is not a car. So stop racing them like they're cars, okay?
Yeah.
Technically, Kid Rock is a tough guy poetry, but...
He's not that tough.
He's not that tough. He's kind of not at all. He's kind of a dweeb or something.
I bet I could whoop his ass unless he smoked meth.
I could kill him with my bare hands. I absolutely could kill him with my bare hands if I wanted to. I'm not violent. I wouldn't do that.
I'd never.
But I'd kill him with my words and dominate him with my words. And yeah. Choke him out with my words and then bury him out in the desert with my words.
I got respect for that.
Or maybe I'll feed him to the pigs with my words because they'll eat the bones.
So standard spelling bee rules, right?
Yeah. You got to get it right.
You got to get it right.
Mm.
You got to say it at the beginning. You said beep, B-E-P, beep.
Yeah.
You got to say the word at the end. If you don't.
Yeah. Then it doesn't count.
And if you do not do, even right. If the spelling is correct.
You're going down.
Which it will be.
We're going to take you in for questioning.
Yeah.
You know what that means? We're going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
First word, quiet.
Quiet. Quiet. Quiet. K. Quiet. K.
Yeah.
W.
Yeah.
Y I T quiet.
Yeah. You got it.
I know.
100 points.
Can you give me a ding 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 ding?
Bing, ding, ding, ding.
No, like a I know. Insert sound.
I know.
Bing 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 bing. Ding 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 ding.
The selfless empathy.
Yeah.
Had this to say.
Okay.
Perfect ass. I cummed so hard from your booty. Bon appetit. I hope you enjoyed your meal. I enjoyed my meal too. From you. It's so sexy how his dick consumes your gorgeous booty.
Wow, his dick's eating?
Oh yeah, his dick unhinged its jaw and just swallowed her asshole.
Wow.
Did you enjoy the ride? And then there's a sweaty red faced emoji. How about next time you let your
I forgot about this.
How about next time you let your fuck ass get fucked more wild? Would be really hot. I'd come so hard from it if you plan to do so. Next video, my fuck ass is getting fucked more wild, first of all.
It'd be impossible.
Bon appetit.
It'd be bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah. Next question.
Can I beat up a demon or a ghost if I pour holy water on my fists?
Holy water on your fist.
Plural.
Fists. You could fist a demon, because you do need some holy water to act as lubricant. In the act of fisting, it might burn, but demons are into that.
Yeah, they're used to it.
They like it when it hurts, because they're demons.
Right.
So can you really hurt a demon? No, you can't, because they love that shit. They get off on it.
In movies, you can.
Yeah, movies aren't real.
That's true.
Exorcist. They could have fisted that demon. They didn't, because it's a movie.
I know.
It's not real. Real life, they just fist them, and that's the end of it. That's what demons want. They just want satisfaction in the form of a big priest fist in their ass.
And the exorcist, do you think she was faking it?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
No.
No.
I don't either. There's evidence.
I think it was all Aru is she just wanted to get out of a homework assignment.
Yep. I do too.
That's it.
That's it.
What about, what do you think about the fist and demons?
No.
Fist punch. You can't kill them by punching them with holy water fist?
It's not kill them. It's beat them up.
Oh, just beat them up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can do that with or without the holy water. They love it.
Yeah.
They'll finish.
They don't love holy water, though. So.
No, but they like pain.
Well, your skin's going to absorb some of that holy water, too.
Right. But that's just going to make you more holy.
You think?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's the whole point of holy water, right?
I guess.
Suck it up in your skin. Become a holier man. My next one's from Caramba Sexy.
Oh.
This is a mystery. You ready to solve this mystery?
Yeah.
Who will take to nature?
Who?
Who will take to nature? It's a question as old as time.
Explorers?
Yeah, probably.
Lovers?
Yeah.
Poets.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, prisoners.
Yeah, right.
When the time comes.
When the time comes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they will take to nature.
Yeah. Back okay. on the open road.
Juan Ponce de Leon or whatever.
Yeah.
You know him?
No.
Magellan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Juan Ponce de Leon. De Leon.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one though? Juan Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, kind of. Vaguely. Very vaguely.
Juan Ponce Jovi, I think was his name.
Yeah. Oh, this guy's fucking jacked and tan, dude. He looks like fucking Sub-Zero.
He's in the classic action figure stance. Like, yeah. If you bought a fucking World Wrestling Federation action figure in the 90s,
yeah.
They were posed like this guy.
Oh, yeah. D.I. Doug.
Or yeah. D.I. Doug. D.I. Doug.
Yeah.
What's the D.I. stand for?
Direct input.
Dude, this is my buddy, Direct yeah. Input Doug.
Direct Input Doug. Hey, come put your titties in my face. Hey, I'm Direct Input your titties into my mouth. I'm D.I. Doug.
D.I. Doug.
D.I. Doug.
Yeah, that's him. He's 26 years old. His name's Doug.
D.I. Doug.
And his profile says, you'll come wear all my hoodies.
Yeah.
Which is cute, I think.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to steal them all.
Yeah. He's being playful already. He wants you to be playful with him.
Yeah, Doug's pissed. She's steal all his fucking half-heart hoodies.
Yeah.
How heavy do you think that crucifix was?
50, 60 pounds, probably.
Yeah.
But
people were smaller back then.
They were. They didn't need as much material. And it was just, you know, it was handmade, hand-built. So it was just better construction. You know, they weren't, it's not like everything was a computerized jigsaw like today,
right?
In today's world. Master crafts people, they got to do it by hand. They got to chop that wood up. They got to fit those notches in and they got to make it stick without screws.
Yeah.
So Jesus, they depict him as being jacked and like, and obviously the assumption there is he got jacked from hauling his fucking crucifix around.
It was more than that.
What?
He's building shit left and right. He probably built the fucking cross himself. He's a carpenter.
Yeah, but
he's
he wasn't that buff.
I don't know.
He wasn't that buff. So he's dragging that thing around.
Basically, my point is that people were a lot smaller back then.
Right, right. I got nothing against the game of golf. What I don't like...
I like going to the driving range.
Sure.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
First time I went, not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You thought you're going to drive a car?
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah. Well, the club mentality is what's weird about it. It's very cultish.
You got to wear a collared shirt. You got to have the right
uniform. They got dress codes.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a place for adults.
I know.
But there's a dress code. It's like it's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
And you need to be vetted like it's some kind of a secret society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking weird because it's just it's another game. It's just like all those other games people play.
Yeah, but it's exclusive.
Why is it so exclusive? It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's like the most basic ass game there is. Chess, maybe that's exclusive because you got to be like a fucking nerd, right?
Yeah, but you don't need to.
But even that,
you don't need to own land to host the game. of chess.
You don't have to own land to play golf.
Yes, you do. You need to be a landowner. You need to be a homeowner. It's part of the vetting.
Oh, okay. I also don't like that it's called a club, while the actual instrument that you use to hit ball is called club as well. It's very confusing. I don't like
that. They should call it a golf stick.
They should. That would solve the problem.
A golf bat.
And sand wedge, too close to sandwich.
Yeah.
Change that too while you're at it.
Yeah.
But how do those high socks help in golf?
They give you they make it so you can plant your feet on the ground a lot easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot deeper.
A lot deeper, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to really just dig in with your heels.
Yeah.
Bring a shovel, because I'm going to be up to my knees when I hit that line drive straight down the middle.
Long for the boxcar, the wings of a magpie, for the hooligan life. I busted up a chaperone, grabbed by the Kokomo, took up a mess of mulligan, got into a fight, passed the path of graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother of a top of one eye jack. You never see me sleeping. How about a railroad tracks? We're going down by the railroad
tracks. Oh my God. Yeah.
Keep it going.
Prison darkness. What about?
Wait, I gotta hear the railroad tracks again.
You never see me sleeping. How about a railroad tracks? We're going down to prison darkness. What about all that smoke come from the stack? Sometimes I kill myself a jackal.
Because
I smell out all the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving through the mud. I'm on the way to the graveyard, stepping on a crack. A mean mother of a top of one out of jack. I know you see my headlights, the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhounds. Chase that devil to the core. I've never chucked a Mississippi. Now that sucker dry as a bone. I'm torn in a taxi cab. I'm ever going home. That's about the graveyard. Stepping on a crack. Mean mother of a type of one out of jack. I've seen the glory. The draining of the ditch. How old they come to Baton Rouge? I got to find myself a witch. I'm going to snatch me up a couple of them every time it rains. You see, I look at more than probably thinking it's a train. With the path the graveyard, stepping on the track. A mean mother of a driver, one out of the jacket. What do you think is the sunshine? Just a twinkle in my eye. And a ring around my finger, close 4th of July. I get a little lonesome, tip off of my cheek. Fall to pay an ocean in the middle of the week. After by the graveyard, arm full of boxcars, wings of a magpie, was a hooligan night. Come on, tell me I'm a rainbow, wear it for a tie.
All right, this is another one. Across from Fun Spot.
Biggest arcade in the country.
In the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cross from Fun Spot.
Fun Spot. Cross from Fun Spot. Some pot.
Yeah. We met across the street from Fun Spot and the Weirs. You were nice and long in stature.
You were nice and long. I saw you from a mile away because you were so long.
You were nice and long in stature.
In stature?
Yep. I would like to meet again there. Drop me a line if you would be interested. You were long. Nice and long.
I could not get over how long you were. Your stature is out of this fucking world. Future plans, college, moving, and settling down. Quote, what don't kill you can only make you... Guess, can you guess?
Stonger.
Stonger. That's right.
Duh. Just so you know. All caps, the whole thing. Whole thing.
Just so you know.
Travis Pop is a thief.
Travis Pop
is a thief.
No one trust your shit around Travis Pop. He's a
May
fucking thief.
May I continue?
Thief. Yeah.
Just so you know. Just so you know.
Okay, okay.
Travis Pop is a thief, a scumbag. If you let him in your home, he will rob you. He Whoa. Will not do anything except look for things to steal. He should be in jail soon. Travis Pop!
Just so you know, Travis Pop may be roaming your neighborhood. Looking for famous paintings to steal and sell.
All right, Seabrook Inn, Seabrook, New Hampshire. 2 out of 5. Terrible. Room smelled rank.
Rank, dude.
Wi-Fi was spotty and cut out at certain points, and the floor of the bathroom was a nasty carpet.
Ew.
Couldn't turn the light on in the room of the toilet without waking everyone up, because it also turned on the fan. Only stay here if nothing else is open.
This is the best, because I just love that they wrote the room of the toilet.
Yeah. Well, it's the room of the toilet because there's no sink in it. No right. fucking.
The toilet owns the room.
Yeah, no bath.
Occupies the room. There's no bath in there, so it's the room of the toilet. That's what it was. They didn't have a bath.
Right.
So what are you supposed to call it? A shower room? No, it's the room of the toilet.
Yeah.
I'll meet you in the room of the toilet at midnight.
You could have just said the shitter. We would have got it, you know?
And a carpet floor in the room of the... He said bathroom earlier. The floor of the bathroom was a nasty carpet. So he knew the word. He just chose to use the room of the toilet.
He didn't want to be repetitive and say bathroom twice.
Is that what it
That's
is?
That's just bad writing.
Right.
The room of shit.
The shit room.
The pee-pee.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Why do I say bye-bye on the phone? I say bye twice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
On the phone. Not in person. Ever. Yeah. Ever would I be caught dead saying bye-bye.
Yeah.
On the phone. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Before you hang up. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
But if I said that outside of a phone call at work, yeah, I feel like that could only be taken two different ways. Bye-bye. It's like, one, you're talking to a baby.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
And then the other one is sexy. Sexy voice, like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Those are the only two
uses.
Yeah,
that works, yeah.
Yeah. But on the phone, different story.
I don't do it.
Well, good for you. I can't help it. It just comes out. It's
That's
natural.
Fine. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I don't do it.
I've been working on it. I've been trying to say it's something cooler. I was going to say logging off. I'm going to start doing that.
I don't like it.
No? Why? You wouldn't take me seriously?
Over and out.
That's too militaristic.
No, it's you're talking on walkie-talkie.
Yeah, but walkie-talkies are made from Army Man.
No, no.
Yes.
No, they're made for children.
The thing about
when
children,
you're a boy, it's a walkie-talkie. When you're an adult, it's Nextel.
Yeah, a tonky wonky.
A tonky wonky.
Right. Unnecessary gender-based marketing. We talked about it because of, I think it was Manscaped. There was that, and we talked about dude wipes at some point.
Yeah.
Those are two great examples of this, when in both cases, anybody can use those products. And by cutting off half of the population...
Not a great business model.
Doesn't make sense, but these are both very successful companies. So that's what I don't understand.
Mm.
All genders have assholes.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that unites us all as a people.
Yeah.
We all have assholes.
And most of them grow fur on them.
Yeah.
Big deal. Too.
So anyway, I've got some other new businesses we could start. Because these guys are very successful, and they must know something that I don't. We've got Guy Drops.
Guy Drops, yeah. Eye drops for guys,
just
for fellas.
Boys. Guy drops, just for boys. That's the radio ad.
Yeah.
They won't work for girl.
Right.
Formulas. In fact, they'll grow hair in their eyes, a woman, if she tries it. Don't try it.
Don't even try it.
I got Dude Saver bags.
What's that?
It's a food saver, but just for boys. It's just for big tomahawk steaks. Here's one. Boy milk.
Boy milk.
It's an alternative to soy milk, because you know soy milk... fucking loaded with estrogen, bro. It's gonna give you titties.
Right.
That's what they said.
It's gonna give you
Joe Rogan told me that you're gonna get your period if you drink soy milk.
Yeah. If you're a boy and you drink soy milk made for girls,
you're gonna grow two pussies.
You're gonna get period cramps even though you ain't got the gear.
Yeah. Raisin Man cereal.
Raisin Bran for boys.
Just for boys.
Okay.
It tastes like tobacco. We can get into cars,
mm-hmm.
and we can make the Dodge Caravan.
I love that.
It's a minivan just for boys.
Just for the boys. It's only for bachelor parties.
6 rows of boys. All your boys.
Yeah, it's just for parties.
And
only boys.
And it's got truck nuts.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then I thought maybe we could get into fashion a little bit.
I'd love to. I'd like to dip my toes in that.
We could design the first guy high stockings.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, they're as high as a guy.
There, you pull them up to your guy.
Yeah, pull them all the way up to your guy. Yeah.
I'm just going to call my penis my guy.
My guy.
I got to go in the bathroom and wash my guy a little bit. I need to go drain the guy.
Yeah, woke up and my guy was hot as a rock. I made it better. I fixed it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road rubs ahead in your mind. And miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past is. Or you got a friend in me. And you got a friend in me.
Holy shit.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got in trouble, I got in trouble. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. Stick to you, see, cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. The motherfucker, I've been living smart and I am making stronger too. Maybe none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And if the years go by, friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's a guest on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Right?
Holy shit. Holy fuck. Randy Newman, you've got a friend in me, but it's hell. But in hell. I want to get arms the size of my legs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just want to be big. I'm hoping I can grow more neck. How do you grow a bigger neck? Like, what do you got to do?
You got to buy one.
No.
You got to buy them pre-made.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
I heard on Muscle Man message boards that you can get an organic new neck.
On the black
bigger
market.
Neck, bigger neck. No, 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 no.
You're not talking about a neck transplant?
No, you can achieve it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, adjust your own neck.
Yeah.
I wanna neck get, mods.
Yeah. I want to get the Brock Lesnar, you know?
Yeah.
Where his neck and his shoulders just become one.
Right. You want to be shaped like a street shark.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
If it could appear as though you have no neck, that's ideal. But that's just because you have so much neck that you don't even distinguish between shoulders and neck.
Right. I just want my neck to be that wide.
Right.
Head stem size. It's big enough.
Man, yeah. You could take on the world like that. How come cowboys always falling out the dang window? Cowboys in the cowboy old Western films.
Yeah.
They're always falling off of shit.
They're clumsy. Clumsy
they
never, fillers.
When they get shot, like, they'll take steps toward a ledge to fall off of.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
They just want to die an honorable death.
But what if they could have survived? And then they're just like, oh, shit, I tripped, and now I'm falling into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really want to survive that in the Old West, you know?
That's true. That's no kind of life.
No.
Yeah.
So, that's why.
Okay.
They'd fucking hate their wives, dude. They're just done, you know?
They're over it.
Hate my fucking wife.
Even if there's a if there's a window nearby, even if it's closed,
yeah,
they're going through that.
Oh yeah,
that cowboy's going through that freaking window.
And the glass wasn't very high quality in those days either.
No, 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 no,
no, no.
But it also cost them quite a bit to fix that.
But somebody also
was mad about it.
They didn't have skyscrapers then. Not a very far fall, you know.
True.
You got to really land on your neck when you do it. That's the key. And that's another thing too. Like cowboy, that's why people started, you know, working out their neck meat.
Right. To go through windows.
Yeah. Well, cause in the old West, people would go out and they'd always land neck first. And you know, that would be a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
But now we got these big wide necks, you know, we've evolved.
Yeah.
It just, you know, we don't really fall. We don't really die from falls at that distance anymore.
No, that's true. Good point.
Right.
What should one do to avoid going to hell after death?
Oh, wow. Where do we even begin?
Don't speak the Latin, first of
all. Don't speak the fucking Latin. You don't sin.
Don't sin.
Don't sin. Don't jack off.
Anoint yourself, whatever that means. Yeah. Do that.
This is what you do, okay? You stay inside and you read the goddamn scriptures.
Right. Don't touch your cock.
Don't touch your cock.
Don't touch whatever you got.
Yeah.
Don't touch any part of your own body.
You get up.
Yeah.
You don't look at yourself nude. You never get nude. If you can avoid it.
You're born with clothes on for a reason.
That's right.
But you got to have at least that burlap sack.
Yeah. The nudity at birth is the original sin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm hoping to die in a tuxedo or a bear coat.
Yeah.
I want to look like Cat Williams when I go. You ever shrink wrap a rat?
No.
All right.
Never did that.
I never have either. But I've been thinking about it. I got to be honest with you. Shrink wrapping a rat.
It's already dead and it's already deceased.
I'm not going to say.
It is.
It's not. Hey, look, I feel nothing when I'm shrink wrapping a rat.
No.
I don't have any problem with it.
Oh, I don't like that.
Why?
That's a setting. I don't like that.
Why? No, I don't. It's dead rats. I shrink wrap.
Okay, good.
Not live ones. I'd be the monster. I'd never shrink wrap a live rat.
No, I'd never shrink wrap a dead rat if I was going to feed it to a snake or something. But I wouldn't feed anything to a snake.
Yeah.
If I was going to feed it to a, you know, a monkey.
Yeah.
Used to buy a pistol a month here, but definitely won't be back. Arthur needs to hire better folks.
Calling Arthur out by name.
Yeah, that's low. But also, why are you buying a pistol a month? What's he doing with all those pistols?
Defending the flag.
Until they're broken?
Hell yeah.
He needs a new one?
Yeah, he likes to, you know, he likes to switch it up. He likes to get new barrels on, long barrels. You get long barrels, you get improved iron sights.
Right, but he's getting new guns.
Yeah, I know.
Pistols.
So you buy them regular, and then you bring them back. You get the
scope.
The scope. You can order the scope. He's got a guy in Mexico. We'll send it up.
Right.
For free.
Right.
Just getting new toys.
Yeah. Well, of course. Life's not worth living if you don't have a new gun every month.
New pistol. Why are you just buying pistols?
Yeah, that's old fashioned. I guess that's
better than buying.
He should be buying bazookas left and right. If he wants to defend this flag.
Yeah. You're going to need something heavier than a bazooka if you're.
Yeah.
You step on my property.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a nuke.
Yeah. We had the most beautiful experience with this funeral home for our mother and father. The staff is wonderful and their bodies are life looking. My mother and father looked as though they were asleep. Their bodies are still flexible and not hard and stiff. What the fuck are you doing with these bodies? You're not supposed to know if the fucking body is hard or stiff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're not supposed to touch it, I don't think. I've seen people do that at funerals. Yeah,
touch the hand or something. Yeah, don't do that.
No,
I don't like that.
No,
they're not like trying to do fucking stunts with the body. They're not trying to like lift it out and like move it around and pose it or something.
Yeah.
How do you know? What are you doing with that body? These bodies are not, they're still flexible. I can still pull them out and I can, you know, make them do car wheels.
Like I've never touched a dead body, so I don't know the malleability of them.
I'm Curtis Charles.
And I'm Pepsi Boy.
Pepsi Boy, because you happen to be drinking a nice cold Pepsi.
Yep. Nice diet Pepsi.
Is it ice cold? Or?
Oh, yeah. Frost brewed from the Rockies.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Is it nitrogen infused?
Yeah. They got a whole river of diet Pepsi up there in the Rockies.
Yeah.
They do.
I know. And Coors, too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a stream. Yeah. It's a whole filtration system.
Mm-hmm.
that they've built up there in the Rockies. Very intricate.
Yeah. Some say it might have been aliens that built it.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say give them credit for what they've accomplished.
Of course, yeah. Polluting an entire river with
Coors Light.
Coors Light and Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. There's a big problem down Boston.
It's the dirty water.
Maybe there's a few problems, but
in the chows.
One major problem, and that's piss. There's big piss problems down there.
Yeah.
You know about the piss problem?
It's been an issue forever.
Yeah. Of course, there's people pissing inside of elevators.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. They can't stop. It's become such a problem at the MBTA stations that they've begun installing some new technology. They installed a sensor that detects piss smell. So then as soon as it smells piss, as soon as the elevator smells the piss, it sends a message to the cleanup crew to come and clean it up.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, not to deter the pissers. I think they're okay with the pissing. They just got to clean it up after.
They're creating jobs of pissers.
You can, you know, technically speaking, it's in the Bill of Rights. You can piss on anything legally as long as you clean it up. It's about freedom, really. It's really about freedom. Freedom of speech and freedom of piss.
Yeah.
You know, as an American, it's my right to piss wherever I stand. It's in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Bible.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were going to say the piss smell stops the elevator. And then they have piss police.
That would be amazing. The piss police. Yeah, they've got them. They got them trapped.
Right, and that's the jail sentence.
Yeah, they stay in their piss. They're like, you live in it. You live with it.
I got on to what's that guy Emil from that Into Hirsch. The Wild? Emil Hirsch.
Yeah,
I got on Twitter initially to convince people that Emil Hirsch lived in a nest. I had hashtag Emil's Nest.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, it wasn't a successful campaign.
Oh well,
it came from intoxication, but it was fun. You know, it's having
nothing
fun.
Wrong with that. He looks like he lives in a nest.
He does. And I went over by the high school in town, and there was a football coach who's very loud, and I could hear him from across the parking lot. Long story short, it's not a long story at all.
Okay.
I heard him from the other side of the parking lot, and when they were doing drills, he'd have the kids line up, and he'd go, "Ready? Football! Ready? Football!" But he was doing it like that, though. Like, he wasn't just going, "Ready? Football!" He was going, "Ready? Football!" And then he was having the kids yell it.
Yeah. You got to get him in the mood.
Yeah.
Football!
Ready?
Football!
Football! He was just a big football coach, a big gut.
They do always have a gut.
I know.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because football is a pretty physically demanding sport. And you'd think that if you really like football, you'd play football.
Right.
And then you wouldn't have a gut. You'd have a big six pack.
Not always. Depends what position you play.
That's
in football.
True. If you're a linebacker, you just got to be a solid piece of meat.
Right.
Just got to be a big, solid piece of beef.
Pretty much. That's their job, yeah.
Just don't get knocked over and just be big.
Right.
Take up a lot of space.
Yep.
Football! That's so fucking weird to me. Like, just that idea of a certain position in football.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, go, 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 and running around scrambling and shit after the fucking snap.
Yeah.
And it's like high energy, a lot going on, so much going on. But then there's like, you know, three, four guys, because it's guys, it's always guys, lined up. And they just plant. Like, that's their job as a sportsman.
Yeah.
Is to just fucking don't move.
Plant and push.
Push. Yeah, shove.
Yeah.
Just shove you around. Yeah, that's...
Really makes you think.
It does. Gronkowski. There was a woodshop class in school.
Yeah, I never took it.
I'm just shocked in retrospect that that exists.
Yeah, I'm surprised more kids don't cut their fingies off.
Yeah. Just as an adult, I'm afraid that I'll just, like, get tempted to stick my arm in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get those, like, fleeting feelings of, like, I wonder what would happen. You know?
Yeah.
I just cut my arm off one of these days. I won't. I won't do that.
I wouldn't think to do that.
I would think about it.
No. Not my own arm.
Yeah, like, I would think, like, what it would be like if I just stuck my arm in that thing.
I don't have those thoughts.
Oh, okay. So it's just me.
I don't have thoughts like that. So
they let children fuck around with this stuff.
I think it's wrong.
I just think it's weird. And also, the dude who's teaching it always is missing a finger or two and is a fucking drunk. And that's the guy who's supervising these children with power tools, big blades, big saws and drills.
And nothing bad happens usually.
Yeah, you don't hear much about that.
No, he lost his fingy.
But the guy, the teacher always has a couple of them gone.
I don't know. I never took a class.
I'm telling you.
But yeah, you're probably right.
I know.
All covered in sawdust and shit.
Yeah. Dusty man. Dusty old man.
Right.
Dusty old drunk man can't even use a drill himself, let alone tell kids to play with the sharps, the big, loud, sharp things. Tim Burton's Todd Fungus. Todd Fungus, who's playing him?
Is it Todd or Tom?
I got to go Todd. Because Todd is a little bit weirder of a name than Tom. And Todd Fungus is a little off kilter. It's a Tim Burton film.
But Tim Burton likes to have a normie first name and then
Well, Todd's still a normal name.
Yeah, but not as normal as Tom. Tom Fungus. Well,
I'd say like Edward Scissorhands. Like Edward is closer to Todd level than Tom level.
But what about Beetlejuice? Normal first name.
I don't know. Yeah, that is a pretty normal. Yeah, I do know a lot of Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Todd Fungus. I like Todd Fungus. He wears a striped shirt.
Oh, yeah, obviously. It's a striped t-shirt and he tucks it in.
Now, is this an animated movie?
It's claymation.
Okay.
It kind of looks like James and the Giant Peach.
He can't do Roald Dahl. Tim Burton's banned from Roald Dahl.
Oh, right.
He did Charlie Bucket. He did him dirty.
Chuck Bucket. That's what I'd call him if that were my boy.
So, yeah, he wears a striped shirt, this little boy.
It's green stripes, like dark green and white. But it's not pure white. It's more gray because of the color palette of the film.
Yeah. Yeah. And Todd Fungus has a real high shoulders.
Yeah, he does. And his feet, they're teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny little feet.
Yeah.
He comes to a point. He's almost shaped like an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tiny feet.
Tiny little feet. They come down to a point, a single point in the ground. Oh, he's wearing one of those beanies. He's wearing one of those hunting beanies, you know?
Yeah.
With the ear flaps.
Yeah. He doesn't take it off. It's his lucky hat.
No. It's summertime in the movie, too, but he doesn't care.
Yeah. His dead friend left him the hat.
That's right. And it gives him powers to see people's skeletons.
Or his friend died.
Yeah.
His friend died in a waterfall.
Uh-huh.
Accident.
Right. Like on Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah. The dam. And he was there. Wow. And he feels that guilt. And, you know, he wears his hat as a tribute to his friend.
Right. And rides his bike.
What's his friend's name?
He don't need it no more. Sam. Two M's on Sam.
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 All right. And, yeah.
And then
I like that though. The hat gives him the power to see
basically skeletons.
Skeletons. But his friend helps him, you know, he helps him out. His skeleton bud, his skeleton pal, Sam Sand.
That's the name of the novella that it's based off of.
Yeah.
My Skeleton Pal. It was adapted for the screen by Tim Burton and he changed the name to Todd Fungus.
Yeah.
It suited his style a little more.
Love it.
White Zombie, Supercharger Heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
I heard something about an oregano cheese ball later on.
I was hearing Living Life for the Meatball Man.
You live a life in a meatball van.
Meatball van.
You live a life in a meatball van.
Yeah.
Keep it going. There's more. Yeah. So what's that? There's a pussy lime.
That's what I heard. I heard.
Or pussy slime?
You let the dog at the pussy lime is what I heard.
Play it again, that part.
Yeah,
you put the dog in the pussy lime.
You put the dog in the pussy lime.
A ring-a-ding oregano cheese ball? A ring-a-ding rhythm of cheese balls, oregano.
That, like, I heard something about a ribeye, maybe?
Yeah, ribeye stitches. Oregano Mega Cheese Ball Man!
Oregano Mega Cheese Ball Man.
Regano Mac and Cheese Ball Man. Going up the roof for a peepee. So first there was nothing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then big
boom.
Boom.
Boom boom boom. Big.
And then all of a sudden the earth appears. Okay. All made of water bottles.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then it started becoming a little bit fucking of swampy area. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then islands. These series of islands end up connecting and we have Pangaea.
Right.
Everybody stick together. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Everybody stuck together after Pangaea.
One big island.
Dinosaurs?
A lot of people don't know that before Pangaea, it was simply many islands.
Right, of water bottles.
But then the water bottles evaporated. All of a sudden, just one big island.
Uh-huh.
Couple of Pangaeas. Okay?
Okay.
And then the dinosaurs, they came
They overlap?
Yes, and a lot of people don't know this. Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs, all birds.
Really? Aren't people birds too?
Every single one of them, yeah.
Man.
Every
people
living,
are dinosaurs.
I'll tell you right now, every living creature on this fucking earth has got a little bird in them.
Wow.
Birds are the key. They're looking for the missing link. They're looking for fucking Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Guess what?
It's a pelican.
It's a bird.
Yeah. Toucan Sam is the missing link.
No, you know what I'd say the missing link is a shoe-billed stork.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then where are we at? Cavemans? No, dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs and then cavemans, you said, right?
After the dinosaurs, after they got hit by that asteroid, what happened was Ice Age.
Oh, we forgot about the Ice Age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then cavemans.
Mm-hmm.
They came in the Ice Age.
Right.
And then, after cavemans, what'd they become?
Bigfoots?
Nope.
Knights.
We got knights.
I forgot about the knights.
We got knights. We got serfs. We got jesters. They evolved. The cavemans evolved into jesters. And then the jesters evolved into serfs.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the long line of cavemans that became the king and the queen.
The king and the queen of the cavemans.
Right. That's now who the queen and king of England are. And then factories came along.
Oh, factories. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, then everything different from that point.
Oh, everything different. Then the car.
Right.
We forgot Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yeah.
Knights, Declaration of Independence. Did I mention that PNG has been split for quite a while?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Then we, firemans. Then big war time.
War.
And then we have white fence, right around the same time, white fence.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. House on the hill, green lawn,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then we got that. And then, war was over. All of a sudden, it's the 1980s. Donald Reagan.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the next turning point. Yeah.
That's right. And then we got 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, pretty much we rode that out until PlayStation. Dreamcast.
Right.
Although that's pre-9/11. That's the lead up to 9/11. It's not a full era.
Right.
The Sega Genesis, that's a full era.
Mm-hmm.
So Donald Reagan, Sega Genesis, 9/11.
Yeah.
That's order.
There was this waiter that I can't get out of my mind. He was very happy, kind of awkward, lingering waiter, which everybody knows that waiter. It happens. It's fine. It's no big deal.
I love a bubbly waiter.
This guy did the weirdest shit. So he came up to our table and grabbed the glasses for water, and he had a pitcher full of ice water.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabs the glass and he goes, right as we're sitting down, I'll top you off. There's nothing in the glass. Topping off means,
add more to what's already there.
Yeah.
The glass was empty, but he said he started with, I'll top you off.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah. I love that. I kind of love it though.
Yeah. No, the next part's the best part.
Okay.
Then he starts pouring the ice water.
Yeah.
And he looks, he like is making eye contact with us.
Yeah.
Not speaking, mind you, just looking at us. And not looking, he pours it like heavy pour. And I swear to God, not joking, at least half, but probably more of what he was pouring out just went right on the floor. He was just dumping it very haphazardly and over the top, but so confident. And then he left and I laughed and I was like, what the fuck was that? But then I noticed he goes and seats another group of people next to us and does the exact same thing. And I was like, this guy's a legend, dude.
Yeah.
You're fucking warned. Don't ever go over my fucking head again. You motherfucker, you.
There it is.
First of all, how are you doing today?
I'm good. You know, I'm doing pretty well. Do you want a real answer or do you just want to bullshit? Like, I'm okay. I'm fine. Small talk.
It depends. Is the real answer depressing?
No, not really. Things are going all
right. That's fine.
Pretty well, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
It starts off depressing, but it gets good. You know what I mean? It
gets better, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it gets better, and then it gets worse again.
Yeah.
As usual. Well, anyway.
So you don't want to know?
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying. I thought you just told
me. No. I hadn't even started.
What's the deal?
Everything's going pretty well.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm my own boss now.
Glad to hear it.
I'm my own boss.
I know.
Yeah.
You ought to be proud.
Damn proud.
Mm.
I got fired.
You know how on the radio, you ever hear the radio?
No.
They still do that thing where then when they do promotions or ads and stuff, when the guy will be like, you know, call in for your chance to win a ticket to see a 21 Pilot.
Yeah, caller number 6.
Yeah. But then every once in a while, they'll have a sentence that sounds like it's coming through a walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? They'll be like, come call in for become caller number 6, 21 Pilots. And then it'll switch over to like,
caller 6 gets one ticket.
Yeah.
But it's like,
like it's on a megaphone.
Yeah. Just to like mix it up.
Yeah.
You know, something different.
A little different, you know.
Catch your ear. To simply vibe. Not a specific vibe.
Vibing, RN.
Just vibing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was hanging out with my friend. We were just vibing.
Yeah.
You can cut all that out of that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut all that. None of those words mean anything or matter to anybody. You're just wasting breath and you're wasting time.
You could say, we were just hanging out.
Yeah, we're vibing. Is it short for vibrating? Have you been vibrating all day?
Yeah, sometimes I just get together with the boys and we just touch fucking electric wires.
We vibrate, man. We got a, what?
Looks to me like you're wearing a Kangol hat.
I'm not.
I keep like seeing you on the corner of my eye.
I swear to God, I got an ice pack on my head.
I know
head.
It's an ice pack, but it looks like a Kangol hat. And I keep...
Well, keep thinking it.
I love it.
I like it. I'd like to go with that.
Yeah. I want you to be wearing a purple bandana underneath it too, like my dad used to do at church.
How about a big, big blazer?
Yeah, sure.
A big blazer.
Turtleneck.
Turtleneck underneath it.
Yep.
Thin chain.
Yeah.
And a walking stick of some kind. Cane.
Slacks. Brown shoes.
Penny loafers.
Hell yeah. That's what you should wear at the wedding. So that's what you should get married in.
That is. That's what I'm going to do.
Cool. Gold watch.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll even have a bola tie.
Nah.
No, too far.
Too much.
Yeah, that's just silly at that point.
Blazer, black turtleneck.
Yeah, I love that. White blazer. Big.
Yeah.
Big white blazer. Way oversized. I'm talking like David Byrne, you know.
Yeah.
Comically large blazer.
I love it.
We have to do our due diligence as good Christians and send out our minions from the movies Minions and Despicable Me and have them find all the raunchy shit and the frankly ungodly shit that people type in the comment sections of Pornhub.com.
Yeah.
Do we need to warn everybody about it so that you know what kind of filth your stupid kids are consuming without your knowledge because you didn't put a passcode on their Amazon Kindle?
Right.
Yeah, you didn't know. I bet you didn't know that your kid can watch fuck tapes on their Amazon Kindle.
They can watch titty twister videos?
And they will. Absolutely will. ass traffic. They'll be, you know. So the first one I got is actually a title of a fuck picture. It's all caps. It says, I come for a piercing, but they taken my milk and my money. Featuring John Lemon.
Oh, John Lemon?
Yeah.
From Lemon Party?
That's him, yeah.
He was a director.
He directed Lemon Party.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, you go to get a piercing and they take all your fucking milk.
Yeah. I've been taken for all my milk more than once. Yeah. More times than I can count, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're worth your weight in milk. That's what they say.
Oh, I'm more milk than man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm a milk pouch. I don't have to be me till Monday. Right?
Right, right.
I'm only that's me about, when I'm working.
Right, 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 right.
Steve Azar wrote that jam.
I'm only me. What was it?
I don't have to be me till Monday.
I don't have to be me till Monday.
So on the weekend, he's not himself.
That's weird. He should be himself on the weekend.
No, because he's not working. He's a hardworking man. He's all about working.
Oh.
All that matters. Work.
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 Why does he work? Just work more days then? Except just take the Sabbath off like I do.
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Steve Azar.
Fuck him. Fucking song sucks.
We're going to talk about country and western music.
Yep.
Yeah. So sit back. Sit back and open up a can of beans with your fingernails.
Yeah.
And suck it down with you got to use just your forefinger and your middle finger to make a spoon.
Yeah.
You stick it in that can of beans and you fill her on up and you get your nutrients. You can get a big gun fight next day. Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah. Look, I eat my Richie's slush with a wooden spoon every time. All right. The only way to eat a Richie slush is with a wooden spoon.
I'm going to call this next segment Drive Me Paisley.
I'm going up a country. Where do you want to go? I'm going up a country. Where do you want to go? I'm going somewhere I've never been before. I'm going what tastes like wine. Why we can get in the water where we drunk all the time.
Oh,